It's After the Movies. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
And today we are talking about Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Justine, tell me about the Jungle Book. Did we go see the original? Like, is it just some kind of revival of the original, or what's going on here?
No, we didn't see the Disney movie. Well, the original animated Disney movie that came out a long time ago. Although I would have liked that because I love The Jungle Book. This was a live-action adaptation done by Jon Favreau.
And Disney,
yeah. That's what we saw.
Yeah. So Jon Favreau's here directing. You may know Jon Favreau as an actor. And things like Swingers and Maid. And he was on Friends for a little while. He's also a pretty accomplished director. He directed the first two Iron Man movies, and he directed Elf, so he's done some kids' fare before, including
Chef.
A movie called Zathura. He was the star and wrote and directed Chef.
Yes.
So he's a kind of a renaissance man,
Renaissance,
if you will. And so, what makes this version of The Jungle Book interesting is this is not just a redone cartoon. It's not a cartoon. It is a pretty seamless blend of live action and CGI animals, to the point where it looks like it's all live action.
Yeah.
So you imagine like a live action version of The Jungle Book with a kid chilling out with a bunch of animals.
Yes.
Animals that to me never looked like they weren't animals. Like.
I thought Bagheera looked really good.
Who's that?
That was the panther.
Okay.
Shere Khan looked good too, the tiger.
Uh-huh.
The wolves looked a little CGI, the monkeys looked a little CGI, Baloo looked a little CGI, but, whatever.
Not to me, but it's probably a subjective thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's gonna see a little bit different. They all looked photoreal to me, and all the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes when you watch these movies, even something like awesome as Avatar, in terms of the visuals, you can sort of see where they spent their money and see other things that maybe aren't quite as good. To me, everything looks the same quality to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was just 100% amazing across the board. Anyway, so that's how the movie was made. Like, that's what you're sort of getting into when you go see this. It's like, imagine a live-action version of The Jungle Book. I have never seen The Jungle Book, the original, or if I have, it's been so long I don't remember it. Justine, you're a huge fan.
I love The Jungle Book.
Okay. So, you're the huge fan. Tell me, did you like this, and is it the same or different, or did they change a lot of stuff? I have no idea.
I don't feel like they changed all that much. It has been a little while since I've seen it. I grew up watching it, and I don't think I've watched it since I've been an adult. But I don't think they changed much. It's pretty much the same. And I really liked it. I thought it was tense at times, and emotional to me. I felt emotions, and really beautiful to look at, very vibrant. The one thing I kind of had issue with was I wish they hadn't included songs. They include two songs, and they feel a little off. A little. They are in a different kind of movie.
Yeah.
It was funnier than I was expecting, because the original animated feature is a little funny, but it's mostly kind of serious. And this was much more funnier than that, I think.
This one was, like, really serious for the first, like, 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Until Mowgli meets Baloo. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, this is kind of funny. Like, this, it, like, turns a corner and gets funny.
Yeah.
But then it turns another corner.
Yeah. I really liked it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I liked it as well. I had kind of an awful experience. We had an awful theater experience.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know, I'm feeling weird about the movie. I think it's very good. I think it looks amazing, and it's thrilling in places. Like, there's some really cool scenes of, like, Mowgli running through the jungle, and the camera's following him, and I think the 3D is fantastic in this movie. Like, I think this is a movie I would recommend 3D for, because I thought it really added to the like depth in some places. I would agree, too, about the songs. Something about it being live-action looking, the songs didn't feel like they fit.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was a tonal thing, less than the live-action. I don't know. Something there, those didn't quite work for me.
Yeah.
Especially the second one.
The second one really didn't work for me.
Yeah, like...
Because it was, like, half song. Like,
yeah. Well, but, like, including the Bare Necessities thing, I don't know, it was almost like just like Mowgli and Baloo, like mucking around in the river, and it was kind of like whatever. The second one, it's almost supposed to be like intimidating, but it's silly, and I don't know.
It was like weird. I didn't like the
song. And I like that song a lot, too. I didn't know that song was from the Jungle
Book. Yeah, it's from the Jungle Book.
I know that song because it's on the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy album.
Yeah, I know.
Which is kind of funny because Jon Favreau directed this, and he likes them a lot. Anyway, but yeah, I would totally recommend this for kids, for adults. I think it's totally safe for kids, right?
I think younger kids will probably be frightened by it. Like, I wouldn't take someone younger than 6.
Okay.
But, yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah. I think the voice acting was really good.
Yeah.
Bill Murray plays Baloo.
Yeah.
We get a short scene with Scarlett Johansson as Ka.
Ka, yeah.
Okay. And then there's some other voice acting that I recognized, but I wasn't quite sure. Like, was Shere Khan?
Shere Khan was...
Idris Elba?
Idris Elba.
Okay, I thought so.
Ben Kingsley was Bagheera.
Right, yes.
Lupita Nyong'o was the Mama Wolf.
I thought it sounded like Maz Kanata.
Yeah. I couldn't place anyone else.
The other wolf, the main wolf.
Christopher Walken was Louie, King Louie. I don't know the dad wolf. I don't remember.
His voice was real familiar.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, but yeah, so I think, you know, something like this, the voice acting is really important.
Yeah.
And I thought the voice acting was very good. In particular, Idris Elba. I mean, he's always just, like, amazing.
Yeah, he was good.
It's interesting that this is his second major release where he's doing only a vocal performance because he's in Zootopia as well. He's the, like, the chief of police or whatever.
He's got a good voice.
He does. He's got a lot of character. I wish that he was in more movies and we could see his face.
Yeah.
Because he's in Star Trek later this year, too, and he's completely covered up.
We see his face plenty in other things.
He's awesome.
He is awesome.
People need to know who he is more, and they don't.
He is very awesome.
All right. Way to go, Jon Favreau. You know, he kind of hit a slump there. People didn't really like Iron Man 2 very much. And then he made Cowboys and Aliens. People really didn't like that. Yeah. And so Chef was kind of his indie return to form, and it worked really well. And now he's back to big budget filmmaking, and
yeah,
it was pretty awesome.
He did a good job.
Yeah. Who would have thought the dude that wrote Swingers would be directing...
Would do something like Elf and The Jungle Book.
So what's really exciting now is he's had this movie in development hell forever called The Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, the premise is sort of like Night at the Museum, but at Disneyland. And I would love to see that movie.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, hopefully this will help him get that made since he's in good with Disney now.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
No, I think that's kind of it.
All right, cool. Look for my review on screeninvasion.com sometime later this week on Friday, probably. Yeah, it's been After the Movies. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.